And so give me an example of one of those big cities in Denmark that is operating primarily off district heating.
Take Copenhagen, probably the best example. There's around 1.1 million people connected to the district energy system in Copenhagen, and the network is actually expanding far outside Greater Copenhagen. All started with having the power plants in the proximity of the city and taking the waste heat from those and from the waste incineration plants, and then putting it into the network and transporting it to where it was needed for the public, basically.
How are you able to fund that?
So the biggest expansion coming in the 80s was basically to say that power plants need to use the waste heat. But for the first period of time, the benefit of having almost free heat has to go to the district heating network. And that's how it was funded. So they didn't pay very much for the waste heat at that point. And by getting that very cheap heat, they could easily pay back the investments because they were delivering heat to the customers.
I know here we're in the development stages of building Sweetheart Lake Dam. That's where the electricity comes from. In Denmark, is it similar?
Not at all. Not at all. We don't have any hydro generation in Denmark because it's a very flat country. We do import or exchange hydropower with Norway, where there's a lot of hydropower, but 43% of our electricity last year came from wind energy and primarily offshore wind energy.
So, growing up as a little boy, did you have district heating in your house?
Actually, my parents lived on the countryside, so we didn't. And I must say that it's not something that a lot of Danes think about. If people think too much about energy, it's probably because it's not very good, the source they have. So people in Copenhagen don't think about district heating because it's just there and it's just working.